Good evening, guys. It's your girl, Food for Thought. I know I sound a little weird right now, but I'm getting a cold because it's going around my work office. So we're just going to start with the segment. So I would like to thank everybody who has been supporting my podcast. I really do appreciate you guys. If you would like to subscribe to my podcast monthly, it's only 99 cents or $4.99 a month. That's what everybody else has been subscribing to monthly, which is pretty cool to, you know, have supporters and people on your side on this and listening into your segments every time you post. So my segment this evening is going to be about cultural appropriation. I know it's going to be a little bit of a touchy subject for some folks. Some folks will agree, some folks will disagree on my segment, but I really want to talk about cultural appropriation with hairstyles. So I posted on my social media, I said, what are your thoughts on people who aren't African American wearing braids, like individuals in cornrows, etc.? This is for tomorrow's podcast. Comment below. So one person said, I just got my braids done recently and they are lifesavers when it comes to tackling your hair in the morning. I mean, that is true, because like if you have braids in your hair, it protects your hair, and like you gotta just keep it cute, and all you gotta do is just take off your hair, make sure your hair isn't intact, like you know, like put some edge control on it if your baby hairs are messing up. And you good, girl. Like, you good, sis. So, another person says, I think it's a beautiful thing. I said, why? She didn't answer back yet. Another person says, it depends. If someone embraces the culture, then it's okay. But if you don't understand or embrace, keep it moving and stick what you know. Which is 100% true. I feel like if, excuse me, if you're literally just getting braids because you're like, oh, I think it's cute, and you don't know anything about it, I really think that like you should kind of second guess on getting braids. It's just like, I feel like some braiding hairstyles are, you know, appropriate for other races, like, you know, like if they want to get cornrows in their hair and they want to, like, you know, just get like a little bit of cornrows in their hair and like, you know, just add like a ponytail, you know, the little hairstyle where you just like braid the hair in the front, like that's cool. But like anything else, like individuals or like the box braids, I don't know, I just feel like it just doesn't seem right. But I'll get more into it. Let's just get on with the comments. So another person commented, I think in this day and age, everyone should know and appreciate where the style came from, but being able to wear their however they like, as long as they're being tasteful about it. I mean, that is true. I feel like if you're gonna wear braids, be tasteful, know the history and know why, you know, people wear braids that are African American, because that's in our community is braids, because we've been braiding for a very, very, very long time, like having braids in our hair. Another person says, in all seriousness, I think it's truly amazing and it should be amplified. Not everyone is going to appreciate it, but at the same time, it still is. You know what? I kind of agree with that. Like, it's cool that some people, like, you know, appreciate the black culture, but some, I feel like half the folks don't, who, like, be getting braids and stuff like that. But I don't know. It's just like a half and half for me. You know, I have a very strong opinion on, you know, the whole cultural appropriation thing. Another person says, to each their own. Yes, some people will judge and snicker behind the person's back, but if that's how they want their hair, so be it. How does the way they fix their hair truly affect me? It doesn't. Just let them be, in my opinion. P.S. I wouldn't do it though, just because I probably look like a silly white girl. Ha ha. She's funny. And then I said, I think if you don't embrace black culture when it comes to what black folks go through, then don't wear braids at all. Braids are a protective hairstyle. It has been in the African American culture for so long. Some people just wear them because it's cute and stylish. When a Caucasian wears braids, it's cute, but when you see a black person in cornrows, then they are seen as ghetto. I have my own strong opinion on braids. Another person said, I truly believe people who see this as ghetto are ignorant idiots. So annoying. I mean, that is true, because like some people, like say you go to a job interview, right, and they see like you have braids. Some folks who aren't like open-minded or kind of like low-key, like, oh, you know, like that's ghetto type stuff, and they were low-key, you know, like let's just say racist, then they're going to be like, oh, that's ghetto. But if they see somebody another race, they're going to be like, oh my God, that's so cute. Like Kylie Jenner, for instance, if she got braids, right? Okay, everybody's going to think it's adorable, right? And if Kim Kardashian gets like her cornrows, everybody's going to think, oh my God, that's like so cute, Kim Kardashian. And the other people are going to gonna do it. But I feel like with the whole Kim Kardashian thing, like with her getting braids, like she embraces her culture if you think about it. Like she embraces her own culture. She embraces like, you know, the black culture. Like she's married to Kanye West. She has like, you know, she supports like, you know, black folks. I feel like she do. Like some people don't think she supports black people, but I do. So I'm just like, Kim, you can wear any type of braids you want, girl. I'm not tripping. So another person said, I've been braiding my hair since as long as I can remember. Personally, I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't see how someone's hair should matter to others. But then again, I'm just a Mexican with long hair who needs ways of controlling it. And everybody was just complimenting her hair because like she has like a braided hairstyle that I was talking about. It's the cornrows in the front, and then she just has her hair in like an Ariana Grande ponytail, and she has some baby hairs in the front. Like that's appropriate, you know? And another person has commented, I don't care what someone does with their own hair. I just don't like it when we get called ghetto, unprofessional, and inappropriate for wearing them. But the same people says it's edgy and trendy when it's the Kardashians or some other white person. Like, do it. And then I said exactly what I said on my comment, girly. We are on the same page. And then I said, great minds think alike. Then she posts a picture. It says, if you don't understand cultural appropriation, imagine working on a project and getting an F on it. Then somebody copies you and gets an A for credit for your work. And it's like two girls. So it's like one white girl and she's blonde and she has cornrows and they're braided back and she's wearing hoop earrings. And then there's another girl and she has cornrows and there's a little bit of the hair on the front. And then there's another black girl in the background and she has like an afro, which is true. Like in this community, like I swear, like a girl who is not African American, she could get braids, right? She could get the box braids. Everybody would be like, oh my God, it's so cute. But then if a black girl gets it and she's like, you know, in the public, everybody's like, can I touch your hair? Oh my God, it's so cute. And they touch it without asking. And then sometimes they like say like, oh, it's ghetto and stuff like that. But we do it to protect our hair. At least I do. When I get my hair braided, I would like it to look like cute, stylish. But at the same time, I want my hair to be protective because I have natural hair. So it's just like, I feel like with the whole hair texture thing, I feel like you have to have like a certain type of hair texture when you want to get braids. Like, say a black girl wants to get braids, right? She has a hair texture for it. But if a white girl wants to get braids, her hair is like too like silky or whatever, or like it's too weird. Like, I don't know. It's just like it's deep into the issue of that kind of stuff. Like, black girls, they can literally wash their hair each like couple weeks, right? Because if we wash our hair every single day, our hair is going to break off. If you are a Caucasian woman, then you have to wash your hair every day or every other day, or you're just gonna get, you know, your hair is gonna look dirty and greasy, or like you'll get lice. We don't have to deal with that kind of stuff. Like, I just feel like braids, like you could wear them, but like in my opinion, like I feel like it's just strictly for black girls, like, because we have the hair texture for it. It's our culture and it's our thing. Yeah, it's cool that other people get it, like it's cute and all, but some people use it as a trend and I'm kind of sort of like not okay with it. But everybody's grown, they can do what they want to do, and it looks good on certain people, you know what I mean? Like, some people can rock it, some people can't. I only appreciate the people who, you know, embrace like, you know, the black culture and embrace like, you know, black issues and stuff like that. Then y'all can wear braids. But if you are wearing braids and you want to not like, you know, like, oh, you know, like if there's black issues, then you don't want to like speak up about it. What are you doing wearing braids? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm very blunt with this subject because I can relate, because I always get my hair done. Like, my hair, I love to change it all the time. I love braids. I love cornrows. You know, it protects my hair and it makes my hair grow out. And I don't feel like doing my hair half the time. Well, majority of the time, like, I just, nope. But another person said, it really looks good on some people, and I said, true. And there was another comment on my Instagram, but, like, it wasn't that much of, like, of a comment. It was just, like, a, you know, a quick comment. This one girl said, I don't care what you do with your hair. The question should be, does it look good, LOL? And I just, like, laughed at it because, like, you know, sometimes it's true. Like, does it look good or does not look good? But as long as you like it, that's cool. But in my opinion, I just feel like hair is such a serious thing for me because my hair, like me always getting my hair done, that's like my identity and that's me switching it up. Like, I'm gonna get my hair done this weekend. I'm gonna get some braids, and it's because I'm tired of my hair, first of all, and second of all, it protects my hair and I just want my hair to be protected. So I hope you guys enjoy this segment. It's very blunt, it's very raw, that's what I go for. If you guys want to follow me on Instagram, it's SHARDEY17. My YouTube would be charlovely95. SHARLOVELY space and a 95. And if you guys want